Welcome to the fifth compilation of the Muse of Semper Fortis, brought to you through the magic of, that's right, belowtopsecret.com, or abovetopsecret.com, or politics@topsecret.com. Lots of drama on the board lately. There were a lot of threads open about it, and hard feelings being passed all around. One thing that I've seen is that people need to learn to appreciate what we have, what we share. It seems we become so obsessed with members that disagree with us or insult us that we forget to look at what Above Top Secret really is. And that's a wonderful ability to express ourselves. If you don't expect people to disagree, then why are you posting? I've never quite understood that. Are you posting so we can all get together and have a big hug fest? Of course we're going to disagree with you. And what if someone doesn't agree? And what if they get angry? Your post is still out there. Your opinion is still visible for everyone to see. The very fact that they are disagreeing is a compliment to either your topic or your ability to express yourself. You should learn to revel in the absolutely purely human reaction of controversy. Accept as complimentary the explosive reactions to your thoughts. Think about this. Those of you that have posted threads that have received absolutely zero responses, how'd it make you feel? For me, it was almost an insult to my writing ability, or the fact that I was interested in something that no one else was. We are the community that we are because of our diversity, because we discuss the hard issues. If you want someone to always agree with you, there are plenty of boys out there dedicated to one view or the other that allow no dissenting voices. Above Top Secret is the voice of dissension. Macbeth. If it were done when 'tis done, then 'twere well it were done quickly. If the assassination could trammel up the consequence and catch with his surcease success, but that this blow might be the be-all and the end-all here. But here, upon this bank and shoal of time, well jump the life to come. But in these cases, we still have judgment here, that we but teach bloody instructions, which, being taught, return to plague the inventor. This even-handed justice commends the ingredients of our poisoned chalice to our own lips. He's here in double trust. First, as I am his kinsman and his subject, both strong against the deed, then as his host, who should against his murderer shut the door, not bear the knife myself. Besides, this Duncan hath borne his faculties so meek, hath been so clear in his great office, that his virtues will plead like angels, trumpet-tongued, against the deep damnation of his taking off, and pity, like a naked newborn babe, striding the blast, or heaven's cherubim, horsed upon the sightless couriers of the air, shall blow the horrid deed in every eye, that tears shall drown the wind. I have no spur to pick the sides of my intent, but only vaulting ambition, which o'erleaps itself and falls on the other. And now, another selection from Shakespeare. This is Hamlet. To be or not to be, that is the question. Whether 'tis nobler in the mind to suffer the slings and arrows of outrageous fortune, or to take arms against a sea of troubles and by opposing end them, to die, to sleep, no more, and by a sleep to say we end the heartache and the thousand natural shocks that flesh is heir to. 'Tis a consummation devoutly to be wished, to die, to sleep. To sleep, perchance to dream, aye, there's the rub. For in that sleep of death what dreams may come when we have shuffled off this mortal coil must give us pause. There's the respect that makes calamity of so long life. For who would bear the whips and scorns of time, the impressor's wrong, the proud man's contumely, the pangs of despised love, the law's delay, the insolence of office, and the spurns that patient merit of the unworthy takes, when he himself might his quietest make with a bare bodkin? Who would fardels bear to grunt and sweat under a weary life, but that the dread of something after death, the undiscovered country, from whose bourne no traveler returns, puzzles the will and makes us rather bear those ills we have than fly to others that we know not of. Thus conscience does make cowards of us all. And thus the native hue of resolution is sickled o'er with the pale cast of thought, and enterprises of great pith and movement, with this regard their currents turn awry, and lose the name of action. Soft ye now, the fair Ophelia, nymph, and night horizons, be all my sins remembered. I started a thread a while back titled Post a Quote. I'm going to read you some of the quotes that some of the other members have posted, and some of them are fairly funny. I'm going to try to avoid any that I have posted. It's easy enough to read if you go to that thread. Here's one from the moderator, weird one. Few are those who see with their own eyes and feel with their own hearts, from Albert Einstein. And Helen67 posted a lot. Here's one she posted from C.S. Lewis. Education without values, as useful as it seems, rather to make man a more clever devil. That's an interesting thought. Let's see what else we have here. I wanted to find some from Keyhole. Keyhole put some on here that were absolutely hilarious. He tends to do the funny ones. Here's one from Johann Wolfgang von Goethe. Thinking is easy, acting is difficult, and to put one's thoughts into action is the most difficult thing in the world. Here's one from Yeah Right. Arthur C. Clarke, one of my favorite authors, said, "It is yet to be proven that intelligence has any survival value." That's interesting. We come in peace. Another moderator posted here. I came here to chew bubblegum and kick ass, and I'm all out of bubblegum. That was from Rowdy Roddy Piper in the film They Live. How many people saw the film They Live? I'm not sure that was up there with one of the classics. Weird one posted again. Look deep into nature and then you will understand everything better. Again, Albert Einstein. Mirthful Me. Another moderator posted one about noble profession. The music business is a cruel and shallow money trench, a long plastic hallway where thieves and pimps run free and good men die like dogs. There's also a negative side. That was from someone named Hunter S. Thompson. And Mirthful Me's comment to it was, yeah, it is. So I'm assuming he's in the music business. Here's one that I posted from Louisa May Alcott. It was one of my favorites. Let my name stand among those who are willing to bear ridicule and reproach for the truth's sake, and so earn some right to rejoice when the victory is won. And Weird One posted again, Albert Einstein again. The road to perdition has ever been accompanied by lip service to an ideal. I like that. There's about 9 pages of these posts. Iori Komei, a member, has begun posting quite a few. Here's some of hers. Only in the U.S. will you find people who think the moon landing was fake and that wrestling is real. I love that one. And Marie Curie said, nothing in this world is to be feared, only understood. Another from IK. This one from Larry Niven. The dinosaurs became extinct because they didn't have a space program. Interesting. Here's Keyhole. This is what I was looking for. These are from Keyhole. To succeed in politics, it is often necessary to rise above your principles. It is impossible to make anything foolproof because fools are so ingenious. Trust everybody, then cut the cards. Money can't buy love, but it sure gets you a great bargaining position. Murphy's Military Laws. Never share a foxhole with anyone braver than you are. Friendly fire ain't. Tell a man there are 300 billion stars in the universe and he'll believe you. Tell him a bench was wet, has wet paint on it, and he'll have to touch it to be sure. Oh, that one's just outstanding. So come to the site and read some of the poems. And I hope you enjoyed the selections tonight as much as I've enjoyed reading them for you. Let me just interject something here too. Any of you that are listening to these podcasts, you need to listen to Johnny Anonymous Mondo Bizarro. It is, without a doubt, the finest podcast I have ever listened to in my experience on the internet. The man sounds like a professional radio broadcaster, and it is just, it's well done, it's funny, it's humorous, it's just a great podcast. So take my word for it. Go listen to Johnny. Tell him I sent you. And this is Semper saying goodnight to you all.